For too long, so many lies and so much misinformation have been spread about Satan. Many of us have seen him, have conversed with him, and have been astrally touched by him. Nearly all of us who know him agree concerning his appearance. Enemy so-called religions have for far too long written the book on how they believe him to appear, how they believe demons to look, and these are nothing but blasphemous lies. He is not red with horns and a tail, nor does he look like a Halloween monster. He does not have flaming red eyes or rubbery wings. These depictions are intended to insult, denigrate, and blaspheme him. Satan appears to those of us who have seen him with blonde hair, and he is tall, and he's a Nordic god. Contrary to Satanism being labeled as darkness, Satan appears wearing a long white robe identical to what he is shown wearing in the images below. Okay, there's pictures of him. He is the top leader of the Nordic gods of the Empire of Orion. Many of us see him often and have a very close relationship with him. He is beautiful. His day is Monday. His colors are white, red, and black. He is the Sumerian god Ea, also known as Enki, which means Lord of the Earth. He is also known as Melek Taos. Animals that are sacred to him are the peacock, the serpent, the goat, the dragon, and the raven. His numbers are 13, 666, and 4. 666 is perfection and everlasting life. His zodiac signs are Aquarius, the water bearer, and Capricorn, the goat. The age of Aquarius is the age for the advancement of humanity. His planets are Uranus and Venus, the morning star. His directions are both south and east. His most important day of the year is December 23rd, when the sun is 1 degree into Capricorn. The day following the beginning of the winter solstice is his personal day, which should be observed by every dedicated Satanist. This was dictated directly from him personally.